In Afghanistan today, the central government sent reinforcements to join the battle against Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters who are holding out in the mountains of Paktia province. At the Pentagon today, Air Force Brigadier General John Rosa said a couple of hundred Al-Qaeda fighters are still holding out in the area, and there may be other pockets elsewhere.
I think we would be naive to believe that this is the last pocket in all of Afghanistan. It's a vast, vast country. Are all pockets going to be this difficult? We have no way of predicting.
One thing the new troops will certainly find difficult, fighting in the harsh wind and snow. The weather has turned ugly over the region, as NPR's John Burnett reports from Gardez.
On the road from Kabul today, nine Russian tanks and troop trucks carrying 150 men rumbled toward the battle zone. In the fields, turbaned farmers paused behind their ox teams to watch the convoy pass. These were the first reinforcements sent by the Afghan Defense Ministry to join the U.S.-trained tribal militiamen battling in the mountains about 100 miles south of Kabul. The tank commander is Gul Haidar, a renowned senior officer in the Northern Alliance, the guerrilla force which helped drive the Taliban out of power last November. We are coming to help with the fight because there are followers of Osama bin Laden in the mountains, he said. We're coming with armored vehicles and Mujahideen warriors who know how to fight in the mountains, and we're going to finish off Al-Qaeda by the grace of God. An Afghan Defense Ministry official said they were part of 1,000 soldiers heading to the front, which would double the size of the current Afghan force. The American troop commitment is also creeping up. In recent days, 300 fresh U.S. soldiers, as well as 16 more Apache attack helicopters, were rushed to Gardez. The reinforcements consist largely of Uzbeks and Tajiks from the north, while the existing assault troops are chiefly Pashtun tribesmen. It's the first time in the post-Taliban period that these two rival groups will fight on the same side. That did not seem to bother a Pashtun militiaman lounging on a troop truck in Gardez today. They're coming here to attack Al-Qaeda people, and we're all soldiers from the same country, he said. There's no problem between us. How the Afghan reinforcements will be used is still unclear. Both Afghan and U.S. defense officials have noted the urgency of sealing off all escape and resupply routes leading to the Shahikot range, where regrouped Al-Qaeda fighters are making their last stand. Local commanders say that small groups of men and munitions made their way to the Al-Qaeda caves from the tribal areas that straddle the Afghan-Pakistan border. American and allied soldiers have manned checkpoints on roads and smuggling trails to try and seal off the mountain range. A local commander, Sultan Afsalkel, keeps in close contact with his troops who are fighting in the campaign.
It's very hard to go this way. It's winter and there's snow in the passes, and we have troops in these mountains to control the access. But even now, I think it is possible for people to get through.
There's also growing concern about security around Gardez, the dusty, crumbling city of 40,000 that's the staging area for this offensive. Commander Sultan says the nearby town of Zormat is a nest of Taliban and Al-Qaeda sympathizers.
We received information from informants that Al-Qaeda soldiers came back and buried some bodies in the Zormat area. They carried them from Shahikot and buried them in Zormat. So we're afraid some people from Al-Qaeda are still in the Zormat area.
Earlier this week, militants in Zormat attacked a convoy of journalists. A Canadian photographer was seriously wounded when an Afghan threw a hand grenade at her car. Because of this and other incidents, Gardez authorities assigned heavily armed guards to man checkposts on the road to Zormat. As the sun set Friday, the weather became a pressing concern here. After a sunny, balmy week, temperatures plummeted, bringing sleet and a frigid wind to this high-elevation city. And if it was cold in Gardez, it was much, much worse, 2,000 to 3,000 feet higher, where the Battle of Shahikot continues. John Burnett, NPR News, Gardez, Afghanistan.